how to prevent collisions with farm equipment. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. It's officially harvest season, and drivers need to watch out for farm equipment on roadways and learn ways to avoid a potential accident. USDA's Rod Bain has a story.
Perhaps you are driving in a rush for work on a two-lane rural road when what seems all of a sudden you come upon a slow-moving piece of farm machinery in the same lane as you.
Let's say that the car is traveling 55 miles an hour, but the vehicle in front of them is only traveling 15 miles an hour. It only takes 7 seconds to close that 400 feet. And even with today's faster farm equipment, it's still only about 13 seconds to close that same distance.
Mike Staten of Michigan State University Extension says in recent years, the number of collisions between farm equipment and motor vehicles has increased, with rear-end collisions being one of many factors connected to these types of accidents. Other factors include the terrain on the roadway and how that factors into visibility, and the increase of traffic for both farm equipment and motor vehicles, as well as the distance each must travel to get to their destinations. Now, Staten first and foremost emphasizes both farmers and drivers can do their part to avoid these accidents. But what can you, the driver, do to prevent a collision with traveling farm equipment?
Look for flashing lights, try to identify farm equipment, be aware of this difference in closure time and react as soon as you can, and look for slow-moving vehicle signs on the back of the equipment.
In addition, Staten advises motorists to be patient if they find themselves traveling behind a slow-moving piece of farm equipment.
The tractor operator will know that you're there and will try to pull over when they can. The trouble is some of our shoulders are soft, or there might be obstacles and preventing them from pulling over. So just trust them to pull over when they can.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Also remember that farm equipment may be turning left, so be aware of flashing lights or hand signals to avoid hitting them in the passing lane. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.